morning.
早上好。今天我们将继续罗马书。
Before we do that, let us pray.
我们开始之前先祷告。
O Lord, our God,
主我们的神
，Hear us when we call you this morning.
今天早上我们呼求你的时候
，You are the God who hears us.
你是听我们祷告的神。
You are the God who is close to those who call on you.
你是就近听求告你名的人的神。
You are the God who is close to those who are brokenhearted.
你是就近哀痛的人的神。
O Lord, come to us and rescue us.
求你就近我们，拯救我们。
You are our God who is full of mercy and kindness.
你是我们的神，满有慈怜悯和慈爱的神。
So help us this morning, all of us.
所以今天早上，请你帮助我们，我们所有的人。
Many are here and not everyone is well.
我们有许多人在这里，可能不是每个人都很好。
There are people who have needs that no one else knows except you.
我们中间有人有需要，除了你以外没有人知道。
There are people here with needs that they do not tell others.
我们中间有人有需要，他们并没有告诉其他的人。
But they can tell you and find help from you.
但他们可以告诉你，从你寻得帮助。
So Father, be close to all of us.
所以天父请就近我们所有的人
With many different needs, sorrow, joy, triumphs or defeat.
我们这些有不同需要的有悲伤的有欢乐的人
Be our God, our strong hand to carry us.
求你做我们的神用你大能手托住我们
We ask all this through the merits of God the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们借着神儿子耶稣基督的名祈求这一切阿们
So brothers and sisters and friends, I'm today continuing with the book of Romans.
所以弟兄姊妹朋友们，我们今天继续讲罗马书。
We have come now to the second half of Romans chapter 13.
我们现在进入罗马书第十三章的第二部分。
Which is from verse 8 to 14.
从第八节到十四节。
Last time in the first part of Romans chapter 13, it talks about human government.
上一次在罗马书的第一部分十三章第一部分我们讲到人类的政府
It talks about the fact that God is sovereign over all human governments and authorities
这里讲到一个事实就是神掌管所有的人类政府和权威
And God has put each government in power
神将所有的政府放在他们的权威上
Even the evil governments they are there because God ordained them to be there
甚至是那些邪恶的政府他们在那儿也是因为神命定他们在那里。
The verses also talk about what our Christians' duty toward the government.
这些经文也提到了基督徒对于政府的责任。
So I want to mention again that in this book of Romans from chapter 12 and onward,
我想再次提醒大家，在罗马书的第十二章之后
，there are many commandments that God give to us to Christians.
其中包含了很多神给我们基督徒的命令。
To us people who were once dead in sin and have now become the possession of God through the shed blood of Christ Jesus on the cross.
这些命令给我们曾经死在罪犯和罪孽和过犯中，现在借着主耶稣基督所洒的宝血，已经成为神产业的人。
To us the new creature in Christ, God gave us this command on how to live as a Christian.
也给我们这些在基督里新造的人，神给我们命令，让我们知道该过怎么样的生活。
There is one thing that Satan doesn't want us to know.
有件事情，撒旦不想让我们知道。
There is something that Satan want to lie to you and to me.
有一些事情，撒旦想要欺骗我们这些信徒。
That lie is this.
这个谎言就是
that Satan want us to believe that God's command for us are not good for us.
撒旦想让我们相信神给我们的命令是不好的。
That these commands are burdensome to us.
这些命令对我们是很大的负担。
Satan wants us to believe that God's commands are not for our happiness.
撒旦想要我们相信神的命令不是为了我们的幸福。
Just like in the Garden of Eden, when Satan came to Adam and said, Does God say that?
就像在伊甸园中，撒旦来到亚当夏娃面前，对他们说：“神岂是真说了这些吗？”
Today, the enemy of our soul wants us to believe that God's command are burdensome.
今天我们灵魂的敌人要我们相信神的命令是重担。
But there is a truth that the devil really doesn't want us to know. That is John, 1 John 5:3.
在约翰一书五章三节，魔鬼有魔鬼不想让我们知道的真理。
The word says that the commands of God are not burdensome.
经文说神的诫命不是难守的。
And the devil wants us to believe that God's commands are to destroy our happiness.
魔鬼想要你们相信神的命令是会摧毁你的幸福的。
The devil wants us to believe that God's command is to take away our joy from you when God says, for instance, don't do this or don't do that.
魔鬼希望你们相信，当神说不要做这个或不要做那个的时候，神要拿走你的喜乐。
But God reminds us this morning that His commands are not burdensome.
但今天早上神提醒我们他的命令不是难守的。
His commands are for our good. His commands are for our joy, for our happiness.
他的诫命是为了你的益处，为了你的喜乐和为了你的幸福。
God's commands are to preserve you, to protect you, to give you the very best.
他的命令是要保守你，保护你，要给你最好的东西。
And remember that God's command come from a heart of a God who loves you.
神的命令来自一位满有慈爱的神。
God loves you so immensely, and His commands are for your good and for your true lasting happiness.
神是如此的爱你，他所给你的所有诫命都是为了你的益处和真正持久的幸福。
So with that in mind, let us now look at our text today.
所以今天让我们一起来读我们今天的经文。
So let's read together Romans 13 from 8 to 14.
让我们一起读罗马书十三章从八节到十四节。凡事唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。像那不可奸淫、不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可贪婪，或有别的诫命，都包在爱人如己这一句之内了。爱是不加害于人的，所以爱就完全了律法。再者，你们晓得现今是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救现今比出信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可欢宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡，不可真竞嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
So we're going to go through verse by verse on this part of Romans 13.
我们将一节一节的来读这段经文。
So in verse 18 it says in English, owe no one anything except to love each other, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law.
因为第八节说，除了彼此相爱，凡事都不要亏欠人。要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就得完全了律法。
First, it says that owe no one except to love.
第八节说，除了彼此相爱，凡事不要亏欠人。
Now, when we see this verse, we ask this question: What do we owe to others?
当我们看到这节经文的时候，我们可能会问：我们亏欠了别人什么呢？
The verse tells us that we owe others to love others.
这节经文告诉我们，我们亏欠了对别人的爱。
We are indebted.To love others.
我们欠了去爱别人的债。
Now you may ask, why I owe someone love?
现在你可能会问，为什么我欠其他人的爱呢？
For example, if I do not receive any love from this person A, do I owe love to this person A?
如果我没有从张三这个人接受到任何的爱，我还对张三，还欠张三的爱吗？
Usually, when we say the word owe, it is because we have received something from that person.
通常当我们说到欠的时候，因为我们从这个人接受到了一些东西。
But here the Bible tells us that we owe love to others.
但这里圣经告诉我们，我们在爱其他人这个事情上是亏欠的。
Now, if you turn back Romans 12:20, that verse tells us that we are to do good to our enemies.
如果我们回到罗马书十二章二十节，那节经文让我们对我们的仇敌以善报恶。
In other words, we all love even to our enemies.
换句话说，我们甚至欠了对我们仇敌的爱。
Now, we know for sure we have never received love from our enemies.
但是当然我们是知道的，我们从来没有从仇敌那里接受到任何的爱。
So why do we all loving our enemies?
所以为什么我们亏欠了去爱我们的仇敌呢？
So why?
为什么？
The answer is this.
当然是这样的。
We ought to love others, it is because God has first loved us.
我们欠了对别人的爱，是因为神先爱了我们。
We become a debtor of love because God has loved us a lot more.
我们成了爱的债务人，因为神先给了我们更多的爱。
God has loved us, the Bible says, even we have done anything good.
神甚至在我们什么都还没有，什么好事都没有做之前，他就爱了我们。
Remember 1 John chapter 4 verse 19, it says, we love because he first loved us.
记得约翰一书四章十九节说，我们爱因为神先爱我们。
So we all love to others because the Lord Jesus has done for us infinitely greater things in saving us from our sins.
我们欠了对其他人的爱，因为主基督已经为我们做了大得多得多得多的事情。
So,
救我们脱离我们自己的罪。
Yeah, and because our debt is great, we ought to love others over and over again our whole life.
就同时，因为我们的债是如此之大，我们在我们的整个人生中，应当一次又一次的去爱别人。
So put it in other words, that this love is actually the mark of Christian life.
换句话说，这爱就是基督徒生命的记号。
And Jesus says in John 13:35, he said that by this all people will know that you are my disciple if you have love for one another.
耶稣在约翰福音十三章三十五节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Now there is something very important that I must mention here.
现在有一些非常重要的事情，我必须在这里强调一下。
I want you to pay attention to this.
我希望你们都能够注意。
And in fact, you may be surprised to hear this.
你们或许听到这些会觉得奇怪。
As Christian, we must not live our Christian life in order to pay our debt to our God.
作为基督徒，我们绝对不能以向神还债为目的而过我们的基督徒生活。
We must not think like this.
我们绝对不能这样想。
I want to be faithful to God in order to pay God for His love.
我们向神忠心是为了偿还神的爱。
Perhaps you may hear this from a Christian friend or from a sermon that say, we must be faithful to God because we owe God.
或许你从基督徒的朋友或一些讲道中有听到这样的说法，我们必须向神忠心，因为我们欠神的。
Don't ever think that way.
千万不要这样想。
Because at least there are two reasons.
为什么呢？因为至少有两点原因。
First,Our debt to Christ for what he has done to us is infinite.
第一，我们欠基督的债，是因为他在永恒中向我们所成就的。
What God has done for us is so great.
神已经为我们所做的事情是如此之伟大。
So none of us can ever pay that.
以至于没有人可以偿还。
So it is impossible to pay God.
我们完全没有可能偿还上帝。
And the second reason is more important.
第二个原因更重要。
Listen to this.
请注意。
If you think that you wanted to pay God back,
如果你想要偿还上帝，
if you think that you want to live a faithful Christian life because you want to pay God,
如果你过一个忠于基督的生活是因为你想偿还神，
if you do that, then you do not understand what God's grace is.
如果你这么做，那么你并不理解什么是神的恩典。
Do you know what grace is?
你知道什么是恩典吗？
Grace is God's gift to people who do not deserve it.
恩典是上帝给那些并不配得到他的人的礼物。
Grace is free from God.
恩典是免费从神而来的。
God gave us grace not because there's nothing good in each one of us.
神给我们恩典，因为在你在我里面没有什么是好的。
That is grace.
这就是恩典。
So do not try to repay God's grace.
所以不要尝试去换取神的恩典。
Because grace is to be received only.
因为恩典只能够被接受。
You receive grace, period, and say, thank you God for your grace to me.
你收到了恩典，句号， 然后你可以为了神如此伟大的恩典而感谢他。
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你一个例子。
Let's say one day you come to me.
一天你来到我面前。
You say, Joshua, I want to give you a gift.
你说 ,Joshua, 我想给你一件礼物。
And then I take my wallet and try to pay you.
然后我拿出我的钱包想要付你钱。
And you will say, Joshua, this is a gift.
这时你会说 ,Joshua, 这是一个礼物。
I don't want you to pay me.
我不需要你付钱的。
So do you see what happened here?
所以在这里你看到发生了什么呢？
When I try to pay you, I do not understand the meaning of gift.
如果我尝试去付钱给你的时候，我并不知道礼物的含义。
God's grace is like that.
神的恩典就像这样。
It is given to us because we cannot earn it.
恩典已经给了我们，因为我们并不能够争取它。
The grace is free not because it does not have the value.
恩典是免费的。但这并不意味着它没有价值。
The grace of God is free because we cannot pay for it.
神的恩典是免费的恩典，那是因为我们没有办法买到它。
There is nothing in us to pay for God's grace, which we receive through Christ.
我们里面没有任何东西可以换取神的恩典，也就是通过基督而获得的恩典。
So the question is that when we receive grace from God, who do we owe it to?
所以当我们从神那里收到恩典的时候，我们欠了谁呢？
Who do we owe?
我们欠了谁呢？
To whom we owe is not God, but to others.
其实我们是亏欠了其他人，而不是亏欠了神。
The Bible never commands us to pay back to God.
圣经从来没有命令我们偿还上帝。
What you and I owe is to pay to others what we have received from God.
你和我所亏欠的是将神的恩典带给其他的人。
We do that by loving others, by serving others, by giving to God's work.
我们通过爱别人、服侍别人、通过奉献等等来做到。
By doing this thing, you are doing them as to God. As to God, you're doing them.
通过做这些，就好像你做给上帝一样。
So when we receive grace from God, we become a debtor.
当我们从神领受恩典的时候，我们成了负债的人。
Not to God, but to others.
并不是向神。而是像其他的人。
By loving others.
通过爱其他的人。
And these others include our enemies.
在这里其他的人包括了我们的敌人。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九节和第十节。
So Paul here, first of all, when you look at these verses, what does Paul mean by these commandments?
让我们看这第九节经文的时候，保罗在这里说这些的诫命到底指的是什么呢？
Paul gave us some example.
保罗给了我们一些例子。
In verse 9, Paul gave us example that you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet.
在第九节中保罗说到不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷盗，不可贪婪。
When you see this example Paul gives, what do you recall from your knowledge of the Bible?
当你从听保罗说到这些的时候，你从你的圣经知识中想到了些什么呢？
Where this commandment come from?
这些诫命从什么地方来的呢？
Where this commandment found in the Bible?
你可以从哪里找到这些诫命呢？
In where? In the moral law. Yes, right, right. They are in the part of the Ten Commandments, right?
对对，就是摩西说的，摩西颁给以色列人的，它是十诫。
And what are the Ten Commandments?
十诫是什么呢？
The Ten Commandments are the moral law of God.
十诫是神所颁布的道德律。
So when Paul here is saying that the moral law of God is summed up in this, that is in love.
所以保罗在这里说的就是上帝的道德律的概括就是爱。
Now when Paul here says that the moral commandments of God is summed up in you shall love your neighbor as yourself, do you know whom Paul is quoting from?
当保罗在这里说上帝的道德诫命都包在爱人如己这一句话中的时候，你是否知道保罗在引用谁呢？
Who says that you shall love your neighbor as yourself?
谁说了你要爱人如己呢？
Yes, Jesus says in Matthew 22 from verse 37 on. Let's read together.
是的，是耶稣说的，在马太福音22章37到40节，我们一起读。耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相反，就是要爱人如己。 这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So in verse 9 and 10 just now, it says that love is the fulfillment of the law of God and is the sum of the law.
现在罗马书第十三章九到十节说，爱完全了律法，爱是律法的概括。这是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean? What does this mean that law, the sum of the law is love?
这是什么意思呢？为什么说爱是律法的概括呢？
The word sum can be understood as the conclusion or the essence.
这里概括这个词可以被理解为总结或者说是实质。
Meaning if you see all the moral commandments of God,
这意味着当你看到神所有的道德诫命的时候，
when you look to find the foundation of these laws,
当你去寻找这些律法的根基的时候，
when you look at the bottommost part of this law,
当你看神道德律最底层的时候，
you see two things.
你看到两件事情。
The first is to love God with all your heart and your soul and mind.
第一，尽心、尽性、尽意爱主。
And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself.
第二，爱人如己。
Let's take an example. The commandment, do not commit adultery.
举例来说，我们看不可奸淫这一条诫命。
So why is this commandment summed up in love?
为什么这条诫命被概括在爱中了呢？
Let's think it for a moment.
让我们想一想。
When God say you must not commit adultery, because when you do that, that show that you do not love or honor God.
因为当神告诉你说绝对不能犯奸淫的时候，但如果你这样做，你并不爱神，并且不荣耀神。
Because God say that marriage is to be kept holy.
因为神说婚姻应该保持圣洁。
And secondly, when you commit adultery, you do not love your wife if you are a married man.
另外一方面，当你犯奸淫的时候，你不爱你的配偶。
And you do not love the woman that you are having adultery with.
你不爱与你犯奸淫的这个人。
And you do not love the future husband that she is going to marry to one day.
并且你不爱她未来的配偶。
Let's take an example, the commandment of honor your father and your mother.
让我们看另外一个例子，孝敬父母这一条诫命。
When you break this command, you do not love your father and your mother.
当你违反了这条诫命的时候，你显然不爱你的父母。
So we can go down the list of the Ten Commandments.
所以我们可以按着十诫的清单一条条往下看。
And so when you break them, you either break the love of God or you break the love to one another.
当你违反其中任何一条的时候，你或是没有爱神，或是没有爱人如己。
Now, when we say love is the sum of the law, we must be careful here, okay?
当我们说律法的概括是爱的时候，我们必须小心。
This verse doesn't mean that love replaces all the law of God.
这节经文并没有说爱取代了所有神的律法。
Let me explain this.
让我来解释一下。
When that verse says the entire commandment, all the law can be summed up in love,
当那节经文说全部的诫命所有的律法都可以被概括在爱中的时候，
It does not mean that we can ignore knowing God's commandment. You know what I mean?
它并不是说我们可以忽视去了解神的诫命。你知道我说什么？
It does not mean that all we need to know is how to love.
它并不是说我们只需要知道怎么去爱。
It does not mean that we can now just ignore all the commandment of God.
它并没有说我们就可以这样轻易地忽略神所有的律法。
Let's look at verse 11.
让我们看第十一节。
Beside this, you know the time and the hour has come for you to wake up from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed.
再者，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。
This verse talks about time and hour.
这节经文说到时候。
What is the time that Paul is referring here?
保罗在这里说时候是说什么呢？
What is this time that Paul wants us to know?
保罗想要我们知道的是哪个时候呢？
I think there are two ways in which the time must be understood in this verse.
我想这个时候必须从两个方面来去理解。
On one hand, it refers to the time that we live in right now.
一方面，他指到我们现今所生活的时代。
We live in the dark place.
我们生活在一个黑暗的时代。
This is an evil time, and God wants us to be awake and not be sleeping.
这是一个邪恶的时代，神要我们醒着，而不是睡觉。
And we must not let the time or the people that live in this time deceive us, Christian.
我们绝对不能让这个时代或者在这个时代中人们的生活方式来欺骗我们。
The other is the positive use of this time.
另一方面是正面的使用这个时代。
It's true that we live in the dark time.
当我们生活在这黑暗的时代中的时候。
But this is also a time to live out our life as children of light.
这也正是我们作为光明之子活出我们生命的时候。
So be a different people.
所以成为一个不一样的人。
We must be different from those around us who do not know God.
我们必须从我们周边的人中分别出来，那些不认识主的人。
Let me challenge you with this.
让我挑战你们这样的一个问题。
Can someone who does not know you, when they see the way you live, can they say that you are different?
有没有什么人，他们并不认识你，但当他们看见你生活的方式的时候，他们能说你是不同的。
Can other people think that you must be a Christian when they look at the way you live?
当其他人看到你的生活方式的时候，他们会想你必然是个基督徒吗？
For each one of us here who is Christian today, we live in the in-between times.
对于我们在座的每一个基督徒，我们今天生活在一个中间的时段。
The time between when we first believe and the day when our salvation we brought to completion.
一个介于我们最初信主和我们的救恩最终完全之间的这样的一个时段。
The time between the first coming of Christ and His promise coming again.
一个介于基督第一次来和他所应许的第二次再来之间的这样一个时段。
The time in which we belong to this ever darkening world, but it's also the time when we can shine as children of light.
这个时代既属于我们，既属于这个黑暗堕落的世界的时代，同时我们又是作为光明之子而闪耀的时代。
The time in which we live where there are sins, evil, misery, and death, but it's also the time in which righteousness has come.
这个时代有罪、有邪恶、有悲惨、有死亡，但它也是公义已经来临的时代。
Jesus has come and has saved His people.
基督已经来了，并救了他的百姓。
And we belong to that kingdom of Christ, to the kingdom of light.
我们属于基督的国度，光明的国度。
This is the time that we contrast between wakefulness and being asleep, between in darkness and being in light.
这个就是这样一个醒着睡着，黑暗和光明对立的这样一个时代。
The second thing in that verse, it says that the salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believe.
第二点呢，为什么说我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了呢？
One simple way to understand this verse is like this.
我们可以从一个简单的方式来去理解这节经文。
For everyone who believes in Jesus, today you are closer to being in heaven compared to when you first believe.
对于任何一个已经相信基督的人，今天你们离天国比你初信的时候更近了。
We are closer to the time when Jesus will return the second time.
我们离耶稣再来的时候也更近了。
This is what Jesus promised he will come again.
这是耶稣所应许的。他会再来。
Or each one of us is closer to the time when we will die one day, the time when we will see him.
或者说我们每一个人都离我们的死亡更近了，离我们再见他的面的时候更近了。
So we are closer today compared to the time when we first believe.
比起我们初信的时候，我们现在更近了。
Our salvations do begin the moment we believe as Jesus is our Lord, is nonetheless not yet complete.
我们的救恩虽然在我们信靠耶稣成为我们的主和救主的时候已经开始了，但是它并没有完成。
Pastor Lee often said this before, that for Christians our salvation is already, but not yet.
李牧师经常说这样一段，对于基督徒来说，我们的救恩 既是已然，同时也是未然。
The day you trust in Christ as your Savior,You are at that moment brought to God and saved from God's judgment.
当你信靠基督作为你们救主的那一天，你被领到神的面前，并被救拔脱离神的审判。
But our salvation is not yet complete because we are still in this world. We still live in this world that is sinful.
但我们的救恩并没有完全的完成。因为我们还在这个世界上，我们还生活在这个犯罪的世界上。
We still fall into sin. We still awaiting for the final redemption of our body.
我们还有可能犯罪，我们还在等候我们身体最终得赎。
And that is found in Romans chapter 8. You can look that later on.
大家可以从罗马书中找到这一段。
The completion of our salvation is the time when we will be fully changed.
救恩完全的时候，是我们完全改变的时候。
We will receive, the Bible says, a new glorified bodies.
我们将有新的荣耀的身体，像圣经所说的。
We will be conformed to the image of Christ.
我们将有基督的形象。
There will come a time of fulfillment or completion of our salvation.
将来会有我们救恩完全完成的那一天。
The salvation which we already now possess.
这救恩也是我们现在已经拥有的救恩。
There will come a time, the day when believers receive their final deliverance from sin and from death.
将来会有一天，信徒们最终从罪和死的权下被完全的解救。
Let's turn now to verses 12 to 14.
现在让我们看12到14节。
I want you to pay attention to two words used in verse 12 and in verse 14.
我希望你们注意在12和14节中用到的两个词。
The words are putting off and putting on.
这两个词是脱去和披戴。
One is the word for us to remove something.
一个词是说挪走一些东西。
The other word is for us to replace what we remove with something else.
另一个词是说我们用一些其他东西代替我们所挪走的东西。
So it's like when you take off your old clothes and replace it with the new clothes.
就像你脱下你的旧衣服，并用一件新的衣服来代替它。
You do not just remove the old clothing and don't wear anything, but you put on something new.
你不会只是脱掉旧衣服而不穿任何其他的东西，不会的，你会穿上一件新的衣服。
This is the secret of Christians' sanctification or growth in holiness.
这是基督徒在圣洁中成长成圣的一个秘诀。
Anything which we put off must be replaced by something we put on.
我们脱下的任何东西必须由我们穿上的其他东西来代替。
The things we put off are not to be left just like that.
我们脱下的不能脱下了罪就不做别的了。
We cannot do that, but we must replace it with works of righteousness.
我们不能这样做，我们必须用义的行为来代替它。
When we put off sin, we must put on righteous deed.
当我们脱下罪的时候，我们必须穿上义行。
And that's what God commands us, and that's how holiness works.
这就是神的命令，并且也是如何成圣。
When we put off sin, unless we replace them with righteous deed, the sin habit may come back more easily.
因为当我们脱去罪，除非我们用义的行为来代替的时候，否则那些罪很容易又会回来的。
Remember, the Bible does not only contain the negative command or passive command.
记得圣经并不是仅仅包括了这些这样的一个被动式的命令。
Don't do this, don't do that, don't cheat, don't lie, don't commit adultery, just don't and don't and don't.
不要做这个，不可以做那个，不可作弊，不可撒谎，不可奸淫，只有不可以，不可以，不可以。
That is not the case.
实际情况不是这样的。
I remember when our children were small.
记得当我的小孩还小的时候。
When we went to a restaurant to eat, our children would get everything on the table, grab this and grab that.
当我们去一家餐馆吃饭的时候，我们的小孩看到桌上的任何东西都想要，都想去抓。
We will constantly be saying no, 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 no.
我们只能不停地说，这个不可以，这个不可以，这个不可以。
Very soon we learned that we could not just keep saying no, but we need to replace the no with something for the kids to do.
很快我们发现我们不能只是这样的说不可以，我们需要用一些孩子可以做的事情来去代替它。
So we always brought paper and crayons.
所以我们总是带一些纸和蜡笔。
Now, that may not be a perfect illustration, but that illustrates the point here.
这可能不一定是一个最好的阐述，但是它这里展示了这里我要说的要点。
The Bible does not just contain negative command, don't do this, don't do that.
圣经并不是只包含了反面的这样的一个命令，不可做这个或者不可做那个。
But the Bible is full of positive command.
圣经同样满是正面的命令。
So here we see that the Bible tells us to put off the darkness.
这里我们看见圣经说不只是说脱去黑暗。
But the Bible also says to put on the armor of light, to put on Christ Jesus.
圣经同样说带上光明的兵器和披戴基督。
Christianity is an active faith.
基督教是一个积极行动的信仰。
The Bible does not just give us negative command.
圣经不只有反面的诫命。
But it has many positive commands.
它同样有如此之多正面的诫命。
Throughout the history, Christians are known as active agents of righteousness.
在历史上，基督徒被称为公义的这样一个活化剂。
Recently, in my reading, I came across this amazing historical account.
最近在我读书的时候，我找到这样一段非常奇妙的历史记录。
This is the what Roman Empire said about the early Christians.
这是一个古罗马皇帝对早期基督徒的描述。
It says, the Roman Emperor Julian, writing around 360 AD, said this.
罗马皇帝尤利安在公元后360年左右曾写道。
He said, I, the Emperor, regretted the progress of Christianity because it pulled people away from the Roman gods.
其中写道，我，也就是皇帝尤利安，对基督教的发展表示遗憾，因为他将人们从罗马的神祗面前拉走。
He said atheism, he called Christian faith as an atheist, has been specially advanced through the loving service rendered to strangers and through their care for the burial of the dead.
尤利安他说，通过对陌生人的关爱服侍以及对死者丧葬的一些看护，无神论，也就是基督教信仰，尤利安这个罗马皇帝称基督徒为无神论者，无神论已经格外的发展起来。
It is a scandal that there is not a single Jew who is a beggar, and that the godless Galilean, again, what the emperor say Christian is a godless, care not only for their own poor, but also for ours as well, while those who belong to us look in vain for the help that we should render them.
这实在是一个丑闻，在犹太人中没有任何一个乞丐。并且无神的加利利人不但关心他们自己的穷人，还同样的关心我们的穷人，同时那些属于我们的穷人却在空等我们理应所提供的帮助。
This has always been the testimony of the body of Jesus Christ throughout the history.
这就是耶稣基督的肢体们在历史中一直以来的见证。
And it must be your testimony and my testimony here.
这也必须是你的，是我的，在这里的见证。
Whether you are in the university,
无论你是在大学
amongst your friends,
在你的朋友中间
amongst your colleague or your relative,
在你的同事中还是在你的亲属中
whether in KW or in China,
无论在 KW 地区还是在中国
we must live our life in such a way that others can see the one whom we follow.
我们必须过这样一个生活，使别人能够看出我们跟随的是谁。
So brothers and sisters, God tells us not to be slacking, not to be lazy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神告诉我们不要放松，不要懒惰。
The day, the new day has dawned and we must be busy.
白昼已经来临，我们要忙碌起来。
The people who live in the ancient time, when they did not have clock or watch, they ordered their activities by the rising of the sun.
生活在古时的人们没有钟或者没有手表，他们按着太阳的来临来安排自己的活动。
When the sun rises, they go out to work in their fields.
当太阳升起的时候，他们就外出去地里工作。
Here we are told that the sun has risen.
在这里，我们被告知太阳已经升起了。
We are people of the day and not people of darkness.
我们是白昼之子，不是黑暗之子。
We live in the new day.
我们生活在新的一天。
We live in the daylight.
生活在日光之下。
We do not live in the darkness.
我们不是生活在黑暗中。
So let us be busy about God's glory.
所以让我们为神的荣耀而忙碌起来。
Let us live as children of light.
让我们生活得像光明之子一样。
Listen to Ephesians 5:8.
请听以弗所书五章八节。
It says that for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
圣经说到，从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。
We were all at one time children of darkness.
我们从前是黑暗之子。
When we did not know God.
当我们不认识神的时候
But we are now different.
当我们现在不同了
We have been moved into the light of God's truth.
我们已经进入神真理的光中
We are children of light and we are called to be different.
我们是光明之子，我们被呼召成为不一样的人。
The thing we love must be different from what non-believers love.
我们所爱的东西必须不同于非信徒所爱的。
What I mean by the things we love, I'm not talking about the color of shoes or the color of drips on your window.
在我说我们所爱的东西的时候，我们并不是在说什么鞋子的颜色，或者说窗帘的颜色等等。
I'm talking about the things that our heart love.
我在说我们心里所爱的东西。
The things that we truly treasure.
我们所真正珍视的。
The things that we truly love.
所真正心爱的东西。
The things we live for must be different.
这些东西必须不同，我们所为了生活的东西必须不同。
The one we love is now God.
我们所唯一所爱的就是我们的神。
For instance, our definition of success must be different from your neighbors.
举例来说，我们对成功的定义必须不同于我们邻居的定义。
If this world considers success to mean that you have lots of money, power, and position,
如果这个世界认为成功意味着你可以有很多的钱、权力或地位，
that must not be our definition for success.
这一定不能是我们对成功的定义。
Let me ask you this question.
所以让我问你们这样一个问题。
If someone were to ask you how your sons or your daughters are doing,
如果有人问你的儿子或女儿都过得怎么样呢？
What is your answer?
你的回答会是什么？
Do you answer by measuring your children's accomplishment only in terms of their education, school awards, or how much money they make, or how much salary they earn?
在你回答的时候，在你衡量你孩子的成就的时候，你是否仅仅根据他们的教育，在学校里获得的奖项，或是他们薪水的多少来衡量呢？
Or do you measure in terms of whether your children are walking with God or serving Christ Jesus?
还是根据你的孩子是否与神同行并且服侍基督来衡量。
So do you measure success the same way your neighbor thinks about success?
你是否用与邻居们一样的标准来衡量成功呢？
Or do you consider success in terms of eternity?
还是你从永恒的角度来看待成功？
The Bible says that even if our children get the highest university degrees and the highest salary, if they are not in Christ Jesus, they are ultimately failure in the eyes of God.
即使我们的孩子拿到最高的学位、最高的薪水，如果他们没有在耶稣基督里，在上帝眼中，他们仍然是失败。
They are not successful.
他们不是成功的。
Because they are still in darkness.
因为他们仍然生活在黑暗中。
They are still lost for eternity.
他们在永恒中仍然是失散的。
It is said that some Christians live with a great divide between what they believe and how they live.
我觉得很悲哀，在一些基督徒的生活中，他们所说的和他们所实际行出来的有非常大的反差。
Let me explain what I mean.
让我解释一下我是什么意思。
I mean is this.
我说的是这样的。
On one hand, this person say, I believe Christ as my Savior. I believe the Bible is the Word of God.
一方面，这个人他说：“我相信基督，我相信圣经是神的话。”
But on the other hand, in how he lives, he does not live like that.
但另外一方面，在他生活中，他并不照着这样来去生活。
He probably gives leftover to God's word.
他不给予，或者仅仅是拿一些边角料来给予主的事工。
And what he pursues in his life.
在他生命中所追求的
his definition of success,
他对成功的定义
how he spends his time and his money, etc., etc., are not consistent with what he says he believes.
他怎么使用他的时间、金钱等等等等，并不是与他所说的他相信的内容一致。
That is what I mean by a great divide, a very inconsistency.
这是我所说的这样的一个极大的反差，一种不一致。
And you may say that you believe in Christ, but you live like there is no God.
你说你相信基督，但你的生活却像没有神。
You live like an atheist.
你生活得像个无神论者。
Brother and sister, that must not be.
弟兄姊妹们，这绝对不可以。
That great divide is like spiritual schizophrenia.
这就像一种属灵的精神分裂症一样。
As Christian, we must measure everything God's way.
作为基督徒，我们必须用神的方式来衡量任何的东西。
We measure everything based on eternity.
我们应该基于永恒来衡量所有的东西。
What God loves, we also love.
神爱什么，我们也爱什么。
What God commands, we seek.
神让我们追求什么？我们追求什么？
Our definition of success is what God calls success and not what the world calls success.
我们对成功的定义就应该是神对成功的定义，而不是世界所说的成功。
In verse 14 it says, But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desire.
第十四节说总要披戴主耶稣基督不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
What does it mean to make no provision for the flesh?
不要为肉体安排这是什么意思呢?
It means this.
这意味着
Do not give opportunity for Satan to tempt you.
不要给撒旦机会去试探你。
Do not give space and time for Satan to tempt you.
不要给空间和时间让撒旦去试探你。
And do not give space for your old sinful nature to tempt you.
不要给任何的空间让你的罪性去试探你。
So this means, for example, if you are struggling with pornography,
这意味着如果你因为一些色情的东西在挣扎和纠结
then you want to beIn the open space when you use your laptop.
所以当你用你的笔记本电脑的时候，你会想要在一个公共区域。
You want to have a friend who can check on you anytime. He can call you and say, "How are you doing spiritually?"
所以你需要有一个朋友可以跟你互相监督，他可以打电话问你的情况怎么样。
And you can check on him as well.
你也可以来监督他。
Or her.
或者他。
For young people who are dating, make no provision for sexual sin.
对那些正在约会的年轻人，不要为情欲的罪所安排。
The other day, Felicia and I talked to a young couple that is dating.
有一天，Felicia 和我与一对正在约会的年轻人聊天。
I told them to stay away from being alone in her room or for the girl to be in your room.
我告诉他们要避免单独待在一个同一个房间里的这样一个情况。
Because that kind of things open up for temptation.
因为这样的情况会给试探留破口。
We must never think that we are stronger than temptation.
我们绝对不能认为自己比试探更加的强大。
Never think that you can handle temptation and can conquer it easily.
绝对不要认为你可以很容易的就处理并战胜这样的一个试探。
If you love money, and I believe we all struggle with this love of money.
如果你喜爱金钱，我相信所有的人都为这一点挣扎。
Then you want to obey God and start giving.
那么应该顺服神，并开始学习奉献。
You want to learn to start tithing.
你应该学习十一奉献。
That way you make no provision, no place for the flesh.
这样你就没有为肉体去安排。
You make no place for your old self to love money.
没有给空间让你自己的这样一个老我去爱金钱。
Paul tells us to flee, to run away from lust.
保罗告诉我们逃避远离私欲。
Let's read this 2 Timothy 2:22 together.
让我们一起读提摩太后书二章二十二节，逃避少年人的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
I want to encourage all of us here this morning.
今天早上我想鼓励所有在座的人。
The Bible tells us to run away from sin.
圣经让我们从远离罪。
Do not come close to it.
不要挨近它。
Now let me give you an example. Let's say, for example, God say, "Don't do this."
让我给你们一个例子。
如果上帝说不要做，不要做这样，这样是一条线。
Okay, don't be as close as possible. See how far you can be close without falling.
不要挨得这么近，去尝试，想说在我挨得过近之前可以掉下去。
If God say, "Don't do this," you take few steps back.
如果上帝说不要做那个的话，你要远远的离开他。
So don't give room for the enemy to tempt you.
所以不要给空间让你的敌人去试探你。
We must learn how to run.
我们必须学会如何逃走。
How to run from sin.
如何从罪逃走。
If you're not runners, learn to be a runners.
如果你不是一个逃走的人，请学习成为一个逃走的人。
Runners from sin.
从罪逃走的人。
In whatever things you are easily tempted,In that place, you do not make any room for the temptation.
在任何你容易被试探的事情上，你不能留任何空间给试探。
We are all different in our weakness, different things that are more easily tempt us.
我们都有不同的弱点，在不同的事情上容易被试探。
I've spoken to the young people.
我曾经对年轻人说。
And now I see many of my age as well here.
现在我看到很多与我年纪相反的人。
And I want to speak to you.
我想要对你们说。
Men and women be sexually pure as well.
男人女人在他们跟性有关的事情上一定要圣洁。
You know, I've seen many divorces and unfaithfulness with couples in their 40s and 50 years old.
你知道我看到很多人在他们四五十岁的时候开始去离婚。
If, for example, if I'm easily more tempted with other women, then I would make no opportunity for that.
所以假如说异性很容易成为我的试探，那么我不会给这样的情况任何的机会。
Do you know that it is easier to run away from sin at the beginning of temptation?
你们知道吗？在试探开始的时候，总是更容易逃避的。
And if you do not run, as you give into more into temptation,
如果你不逃走，当你陷入更多的试探的时候
，It will be harder and harder to run away，
就会变得越来越难去躲开。
If you give more room to temptation, you will come to a point where you can no longer run。
当你给试探更多的空间的时候，你就会进入到这样的一个程度，你再也逃不开了。
Verse 14 also say to put on Christ。
第十四节还说到披戴基督。
There are two meanings of putting on Christ.
披戴基督有两种含义。
The first meaning is putting on Christ in that you are wearing the righteousness of Christ.
第一种含义是说你披戴基督的时候披戴上了基督的义。
In Galatians 3:26 it says, For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
加拉太书三章二十六节说道，所以你们因信基督耶稣是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督，都是披戴基督了。
Everyone who has placed his faith in Christ Jesus has put on Christ according to this scripture.
根据这节经文，每一个信靠耶稣基督的人都已经披戴上基督了，他们已经拥有了基督的义。
They have put on the righteousness of Christ. That is why this is the righteousness without which no one can see God in Hebrews 12:14.
他们已经拥有了基督的义，这个义就是在希伯来书十二章十四节所说，非圣洁没有人能见主中所提到的这个圣洁。
If you want to enter heaven, you must wear the righteousness of someone else who is truly righteous.
如果你可以进入天堂，那么你一定披上了某个真正义的人的义。
That righteousness is Christ's righteousness.
这个义就是基督的义。
No one can come to God unless he has that righteousness.
这不是什么你们可以靠你自己可以挣得的东西。
That righteousness of Christ.
耶稣基督的义。
That is not what you can earn or what I can earn on my own.
这不是我可以靠着自己来去挣得换得的。
It is received by faith.
这是靠着信心所领受的。
When you look to Christ by faith,His blood washes you away from your sin.
你借着信心仰望基督，以至于他的宝血可以洗净你的罪。
When you look onto him by faith, then you put on the righteousness of Christ.
当你透过信心仰望他的时候，你披戴上了他的义。
And at that moment, there is a great exchange when you trust in Jesus.
在当你信靠耶稣的时候，这里其实有一个很大的交换。
All our sins are transferred to Christ.
我们所有的罪都被转移到耶稣的身上。
And Christ's righteousness now become yours.
基督的义这时候被传递给我们，成为我们的。
If I die today, I will go to heaven instantly and for sure.
如果有一天我死了，我会马上去天堂，一定的。
It is because I have received that perfect righteousness of Christ.
这是因为我已经接受了基督最完美的义。
I have a perfect righteousness, which is a righteousness that comes from the outside into me.
我有了最完美的义，这是从我外面而来的义。
That is the good news, and that is the gospel.
这就是好消息，这就是福音。
Another meaning of putting on Christ has to do with what follows in that verse.
披戴基督的另外一个意思与这些经文接下去的部分有关。
That is to make no provision for the flesh.
那就是不要为肉体安排。
So we put on Christ in this way.
我们按这样的方式来披戴基督。
Then whatever we do, Christ's characters is shown forth in what we do.
在我们所做的无论什么事情上，基督的特征被彰显出来。
In another word, just like the way people can see what you wear, your shirt and your dress, the same way, People can see Christ through your behavior, through your life.
换句话说，就像人们可以看到你穿的是什么，人们可以看见你身上的衣着，同样的，人们可以看见你的行为，看见你的生命，看见你身上的基督。
When they see how you live your life, they can see if there is something different that you have.
当他们看你怎么过你的生活的时候，他们可以看见你是否有一些不同于他们的东西。
People can see if you have God or not.
人们可以看见你是否有神。
People can see if you have Christ or not.
人们可以看见你是否有基督。
Brothers and sisters in Christ,
主内的弟兄姊妹们，
let us love what God loves and hate what God hates.
让我们爱神所爱的，恨恶神所恨恶的。
God hates sin.
神恨恶罪。
God hates adultery.
神恨恶奸淫。
God hates idolatry.
神恨恶拜偶像。
God hates the love of money.
神恨恶对金钱的贪婪。
God hates pride.
神恨恶骄傲。
And so you and I must do the same.
所以你和我也必须做同样的事情。
God loves sinners, and so you must.
神爱罪人，所以你也要爱。
God loves people, and so we must.
神爱世人，所以我们也同样要。
God is holy, and so we must desire to be holy.
神是圣洁的，所以我们也应该向往成为圣洁。
Let us take time to be alone with God.
让我们花点时间与神独处。
Set aside time to read God's word and slowly think through God's word.
花一些时专门的时间来去读，并且慢慢的思想神的话语。
So that His truth become ingrained in you.
让他的真理可以在我们里面扎根。
His word, everything that He commands to you.
神的话语，他给我们的每一个命令。
Everything that He say you must do.
他所说的你必须做的每一件事情。
They are for your good.
他都是为了你的益处。
For your joy.
为了你的喜乐。
And for your happiness in Jesus.
为了你在基督里面的福祉。
Remember, His commands are not burdensome.
记得他的诫命不是难守的。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
O Lord, our God,
主我们的神，
I pray that may the words of our mouth,
我祷告用我口中的言语，
and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord.
心里的意念在你面前蒙悦纳。
O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer,
我们的主，我们的磐石，我们的救世主，在耶稣基督里祷告。
Amen.
Amen.